From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A new state program aims to help rural economies, not with grants, but with expertise. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Governor John Hickenlooper recently announced Colorado Blueprint 2.0. The program came out of roundtable discussions held across the state last year. Blueprint lays out 10 initiatives geared towards addressing specific economic development issues. Categories range from attracting new industries to boosting outdoor recreation. Instead of grant funding, the program provides communities access to a pool of experts. Proposals must be submitted by June, and the state will announce selected projects in August. I'm Laura Palmisano.
Regions and communities interested in applying must do so through their own local economic developer to ensure broad community support. The Florence Penrose School District is considering changing to a four-day school week, hoping it will help recruit and retain teachers. However, some parents are worried how to find childcare on Fridays if the school doors are closed. The district is looking to conduct a survey with families and the community to see if the idea has support. And a portion of Manitou Avenue in Manitou Springs will close down for several months as the Colorado Department of Transportation begins work on the Rainbow Fall Bridge on the west side of town. Beginning today, the road will be closed between the off-ramp from Highway 24 to the roundabout at Serpentine Drive. Work includes repairing the existing concrete deck surface, installing new bridge rails, and reinforcing underlying beams and arches. The closure is expected to remain in effect through June. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.